The following program was recorded on Friday, August the 1st, 2014. Welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy, your host for our program on international relations. My guest today, one of them, is Nina Bankova, the Director of Professional Exchanges, Strategy, and Business Development at the World Trade Center Institute. She's here to talk about their Youth in Action program. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
So tell us about this program and the people that you have with you.
The program started 4 years ago when the U.S. State Department, in conjunction with the Mexican Department of Education, did a pilot for about 50 Mexican youth that came to the U.S. for about a month. And the pilot has been very successful. So right now we're in the fourth year of administering this program for Baltimore. It is administered by World Learning on the national level, organizing the activities for all 103 students this year. Here in Baltimore, we have 13 of them that will visit for 12 days. Actually, they're just leaving tomorrow. So this is our day before the last in Baltimore. What we really do here is expose them to different organizations and different programs that work with youth. They stay with homestay families to learn about American culture and lifestyle. They learn about Baltimore and its charm, as well as a lot of useful information that they would implement in their own projects. The Baltimore team comprises 13 youth, and they are split in three different teams. Each team has a project with a different focus. Carlos's project is called Don't Give Up, Keep It Up, and they have a focus on high school dropout rates. He'll talk more about this. Cassandra's project is called Make It Happen, and Danny's project is called Plant Your Seed, and they will tell you the focuses that they would like to take back in their schools. They're working on projects. We're helping them design them and think through different activities they can do with their peers and so on and so forth. So it's been a wonderful, amazing experience for us.
Let's start with our first guest from Mexico City. He's going to talk about the Don't Give It Up, Keep It Up program. This is Carlos. Carlos, welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio.
Hi, Dave. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm Carlos Franco. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Mexico City. Well, I will tell you a little things about me. I love to travel. I love to practice sports. Also, I play soccer and volleyball now. I love to try new things and new experiences.
Like this one, right?
Like this one, yeah, of course.
Great. So how did you get involved in Youth in Action?
Well, it's a really funny story because a friend found the invitation for the program on internet and she made her team. I was not in the first team, but most of the integrants of that team didn't have some of the requirements. So then she was looking for someone that has all the requirements, and then she invited me and another friend, so we are kind of substitutes. But then we start to work about the project. We start to look for the issue that we will focus on and to try to fight against that issue.
Okay, well, tell us about the program.
I think that it has been an amazing program. I would like to thank the WTCI for the opportunities and all the things that they have gave us. Well, we have been in a lot of amazing places here in Baltimore. We have been in some recreation centers, some clubs, some associations. We have been working with amazing people. I have learned a lot from them. Well, I think that this program is a big opportunity to all the students to become leaders and to start to think about their futures.
So tell us a little bit about Don't Give It Up, Keep It Up, the project to reduce the high school dropout rate.
Well, me and my team, we are focusing in a school dropout. We chose that issue because in our school, it's not a really big problem, but the rate has increased, and we are really concerned about that. So we start that project because we are trying to stop the increase. We are trying to stop that rate. We will love to stop all the people that are dropping out. But here in Baltimore, we have learned, and a lot of people have told us when we talked about our project, that if you only help one people, it's amazing because you are helping someone. So we will love to help most of the students, but if we only have the chance to help three or four or only one, we will be very happy and grateful about our project.
Sounds great. Well, tell me a little bit about Mexico City. You hear there's poverty and that there's air pollution, and but it's the same as like here in Baltimore is just about The Wire. I don't know if you've ever seen The Wire or anything like that. One thing doesn't define a city. Tell me what you like about living in Mexico City.
I have been living in Mexico City for all my life, and I can tell that I'm really in love of that city because it's an amazing city. It's a really big city. It's one of the biggest cities in the world. Yeah, of course, we have a lot of pollution, but all the cities have pollution, so we have a lot of poor people, but all the cities have poor people. It's not that the other people talked about that it's a really dangerous city and that you can get out of your house, because it's not like that. I really like my city. I think that it's amazing because there are a lot of things to do there. It's a really historical city. You can be in most of the parts that has a story in Mexico.
And you say you play volleyball?
Yes, and soccer.
You any good?
Yeah, I think.
Now tell us about that.
I have been playing soccer since I was a little kid because my father introduced me to that sport.
Mm-hmm.
But volleyball, I started to play like 3 years ago. I was practicing in Ciudad Universitaria. It's in the UNAM. It's one of the biggest universities in the world, and it's an amazing college in Mexico.
You talked a little bit about what you've learned and seen in Baltimore. This is a good plug for us. Do you like Baltimore? You think you'll come back?
Yeah, I think so. I've had an amazing time here. I'm also really like to thank my host family because they have treated me really, really well. I would really love to return here to Baltimore and to know most of the city because I have been in most parts of the city, but I have been in all the city, and I would love to have the chance to know all the city.
Mm-hmm. So you say you're leaving Baltimore tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, we're leaving tomorrow. That's a really sad notice.
Oh, yeah, that's very sad. But you said you like it, you come back. What are you going to tell people back in Mexico City about Baltimore and about the Youth in Action program and about Nina?
Well, I can't wait to talk about the program and Nina and Baltimore to my friends. I would really like to invite them to participate in this program. They come to Baltimore because there are 7 different host cities, but I have had an amazing time here in Baltimore, and I hope then they can, if they want, that they can come to Baltimore too, because here all the people is kind. Nina is amazing, the WTCI is amazing, the host families, they are the best. Well, I think I'm in love with Baltimore.
That sounds great. That's terrific. Is there anything you like to say to the people at home?
Pues que esta ha sido una experiencia increíble para mí. En verdad, me gustaría invitarlos a todos a que estuvieran aquí conmigo, pero no se puede porque es muy caro. Pero en serio, pues que todos tratemos de buscar los problemas que hay en nuestras comunidades. Y si yo creo que si todos trabajamos juntos y buscamos terminar con ellos, algún día podrá ser un mejor planeta porque todos podríamos apoyarnos.
Okay, thank you. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Well, thanks for being here, Carlos. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would really like to add that this has been an amazing experience. This is my first time, like, a month far away from my family, but I really enjoy it. Of course, I miss them, but Baltimore is an amazing city, and because of my homestay family, they make these things easy, so they help me a lot, and all the people here in Baltimore is amazing. They are really kind, and I'm really happy that Baltimore was my whole city. So thank you for the invitation, Dave, and that's all I think.
What's the name of the family that you're staying with?
Well, it's not a family. It's just a man. His name is Nathan Farrell, but I think that he's not like my host father because see him like my host friend because he's amazing.
That's nice. That's very nice. Well, you can do me a favor, Carlos. Would you keep me updated, keep in touch?
Yeah, of course.
That's great. You have all my contact info.
Of course. Thank you very much for everything.
Thanks for coming in here. My next guest is Danny from Guanajuato. Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself and your program.
Hi, I am Daniela Andrade. I prefer you call me Danny. I am 16 years old. I am from Irapuato in the state of Guanajuato. I like to swim and to read. My team is called Planta Tu Semilla and is formed by Christian, Cristina, Jasmine, and Roberto. And our personal goal is to empower young people in the ambit of self-motivation.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Guanajuato.
Oh, Guanajuato is a very beautiful city. It's a colonial city. It was built by the Spanish when they conquered Mexico.
What do you like to do there?
Well, I like to go to concerts, to festivals. Actually, Guanajuato is one of the biggest cultural cities in Mexico. They have a lot of cinema festivals.
Can you tell me a little bit about it geographically, where it's located?
Yeah, it is about 4 hours from Mexico City.
Ah, so tell us about your program that you deal with people with low self-esteem, depression, bullying.
Our project is called Planta Tu Semilla, and we want to create a life project. We want to empower the kids in the field of self-esteem and self-motivation. We want them to create their own diary of gratitude, grateful, I think. And we want them to work as a team.
Sounds great. Tell us about how you got involved with Nina in the Youth in Action program here.
In February, we got the invitation through the school. Our school, this program is very diffuse. You can get a lot of information. So first, Christian and I made our team. Then Roberto and Jasmine had a lot of great ideas for the project. So we created our team. Then we add Christina because she was very creative and she had a lot of great ideas too. Finally, we submit our project in a platform. It was very hard because it like freeze and all that. Then, like in March the 29th,
okay,
we were announced winners by a mail. So it was very good. We were very excited for coming here.
What did you learn today in the program in Baltimore? Tell us what you take from it.
From Baltimore, I have take that we can all share the things we know. It's not about like the person who knows the most. It's about like sharing all the things that you know. All the people can grow with the things you have. And I think you cannot underestimate the power of a hug, the power of positive reinforcement. The thing I have learned the most about Baltimore is that we can all be part of the change.
Now, that's something great that you learned that at your age of 16. Took us, some of us, a little longer to learn that kind of stuff. That's great. Tell me a little bit about what you like about Baltimore.
Baltimore is an amazing city. I think that it's not undergraduate the name of Charm City. It's very cool. I feel very thankful with my host family. They are wonderful people. Miko Burton and Michael, they are great people, and I'm very thankful for they to open me the doors of their home. I feel like this city, even if it's so far away from my home, it feels like it's my home because we have a lot of the same problems. I mean, like, the city where I live, it's very small too. So we have the same, like, dropouts, the same problems that are small city.
What are you going to say to the people at home about what you brought from Baltimore?
I'm going to say that I learned a lot from here. I take like the most wonderful experience of my life because I don't get to learn a lot of things. I get to learn a lot of wonderful people, and I feel very thankful with the WTCI, to World Learning, to the Embassy, because this is a wonderful opportunity for us to expand our limits, to expand our view of the world. And I think that I take to my house and to my home and to my school that we are all people, that the world isn't that small as it seems. We have met a lot of great organizations of mentors, mentees, recreational centers. For example, Boys and Girls Club, the Intersection, the International Youth Foundation, the Call Here Recreational Center, Baltimore AP Academic. It was very fun.
You did something really fun, very important, I think. You went to a Baltimore Orioles game, huh?
Yes. On Wednesday, we went to the Orioles game, and we were all excited. And we see the cameraman, so we asked him to tape us.
Really?
And we were on the big screen.
You were on the big screen?
Yes, we were the 13 Mexican students with a big
that's great.
Mexican flag.
Wow, well, that's something to take home. And, of course, you saw the best team in the world. That's very, very good to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we get to see the Orioles beating.
Did you understand the game? Do you know, are you familiar with baseball?
Well, I understand it, but I think I'm not that familiar with baseball.
Yeah, there's a lot of standing around as opposed to, say, your football or soccer or volleyball or something like that. But it's a lot of fun. It's something we all grew up with. But that's great that you were able to experience that. Isn't it a beautiful stadium? Isn't it just gorgeous when you walk in there and you just see the expanse of it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium. I think it's very big and the people are very nice there.
Danny, give us some contact info at your website and anything else you want to talk about in that terms.
Oh, yeah. Our website is plantatusemilla14.wix.com/plantatusemilla.
Now, this will be archived on my website, so there will be a link to your website, too.
Oh, and we have an app for Android, too.
Oh, very good.
We are very technological.
It sounds like it. That's great. Say something to the folks at home in your native tongue.
Hola, mamá. Hola, papá. Hola, niños. Y un saludo a mi abuelito.
And say something nice about Baltimore.
In Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, eres lo mejor.
What is it? Eres lo mejor.
Baltimore. It's like Baltimore is great.
Oh, that's terrific. Great. Well, thank you for being on the program, Danny. And please keep us posted about what you're doing with continuing this program in your native country and city and other travels and everything like that. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for your attention. See you around, Baltimore.
All right. Thank you. Our third guest from Mexico is Cassandra. She's from Puebla. And she's going to talk about herself and the Make It Happen program. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Cassandra.
Hi, well, I am Cassandra Escalante. I'm 17 years old. I'm on my senior year high school. I love traveling. I love meeting new people. I love singing. It's my favorite hobby. I love puppies. I have three. I love them. I love languages. I think it's so easy for me to learn a new language. Mm-hmm. So now I think this was an excellent opportunity to practice English.
Very good. So how did you find out about the Youth in Action program?
It was 2 years ago because my English teacher was a mentor of a team that won in 2012. So she invited us to know more about the program. And, well, we read that invitation and we were really excited. So we decided to try. But the first year we didn't win. So then we decided to try it again and work harder and be focused really on the project and all the things. And here we are. And I think it was just amazing because we can see it in another way because we had a failure first and now we're here. So it's just awesome.
Great. Tell me a little bit about your project.
Well, my project is Make It Happen. It's about youth empowerment. And we decided to work on this issue because there's a lot of excellent students in high school with different ideas and talents, but they don't have motivation to keep studying and then go to college. So it was really important for us because we can help students that are also friends, they're our peers, and we can just make that impact on them. So we are working in 3 integrate methods, self-esteem, community service, and we will be working and double up their leadership skills. And we had a student's lounge that our high school gave us. And there will be like private site just for the students. It will be decorated. And they can go and show any talent they have, go and talk with any people, to interact with people with the same high school, to go and meet each other. And, well, that's one of the most important places that we will be work in our project. We will have conferences, workshops. We will be visiting tourist sites in Puebla.
Tell us a little bit about Puebla.
I love my city. It's just beautiful. I love the food there, the people. Well, everything is just beautiful. It's small, so you can find any friend everywhere you are. You go and you find people, and it's really safe city. There's a lot of places you can visit. It's just beautiful. I love it.
A lot of cultural areas and such.
Yeah, and there's a lot of towns. There's Cholula, there's where I live. It has a lot of culture sites and churches, and, well, it's beautiful.
And where's it located exactly in Mexico?
It's just 2 hours away from Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the center, almost.
Hmm.
Well,
very good.
In the south.
So you're here in Baltimore. Tell us about your experiences here. What do you like about Baltimore?
Everything. Everything has
fair
been.
Enough.
The people here, the places that we have been. And I can't say that I have a favorite, because mm-hmm. everything has been perfect. The city is just beautiful. The people is really kind and awesome. I'm really grateful with my host family. They are just amazing, so sweet. And it's just perfect that how you can have a perfect relation with people that you just met here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that they gave me the opportunity to go and meet the city and going to different places that I can't go in Mexico, because we don't have that, but it's just cool.
Now, Danny mentioned some places that you went to. Is there any other places that you went to?
With my host family, I went to kayaking, and Sky Song was really funny, and to a Western show of horses. I loved it. It was really slow, but it was good. I really enjoyed it. And also, well, the institute that we had visited, and the people that I work with. I'm really impressed about how good we can work with people that maybe we won't see in just a few years, and maybe never in our lives. But it's beautiful how you can find that connection with the people and then work and feel just, it's just one of the best things I can take from here, and I love it.
Tell me about your homestay family. What's your name?
There are 4 people in the family: Katie, Randy, Morgan, and Victoria. And well, I just had perfect host American family, and they're really active. Well, they eat a lot, and I love it because I love food. And I had a great time there. They are just beautiful, always together. I felt like in home, so they are awesome. I really enjoyed stay with them. I think I couldn't have a better host family here. I felt like in home with them, because when I knew I was traveling so far away from home, I thought I would feel sad and maybe just not comfortable, but I was feeling so good in home, so I had a lot of fun. I just could be so close with American style, lifestyle, and all the things that they do to be like family, and it's not really different, but you learn a lot because we're different countries, and you are 2 weeks within a family that you don't know, and and to feel like you're in home, it's really hard, but they did, so I'm really grateful with them.
So they actually became family for you then.
Yeah, and that was one of the most beautiful things that I feel, because I don't know how that could happen, but you can express, and I feel just grateful with them, and I wish I could come back as soon as I can to come and visit them, because I had the best summer in my life, thanks all of the people that were here.
That's very good. It's great to hear Tell me about your program, Make It Happen, in terms of what you've learned here in Baltimore. What do you take back with you?
We had a lot of different ideas. We can take a lot of different ideas from here. How we learned that how to become leaders, how to work with young people, and that sometimes when you don't win, it doesn't mean that you're not a leader. Mm-hmm. And also, I learned how to work with young people and teamwork. And also that we realize that even we're from different countries, we have almost the same issues, the same problems. And we want to help, that we want to do something for our communities, that we are young people who really wants to make that change, that we are people that really want to make a change.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Do you want to talk about anything else?
I want to thank all the organizations, also Nina, thank you so much, the staff that were taking care of us, also the State Department for Learning and the World Trade Center, and because thanks all of them, we're here. Mm-hmm. And so it's just grateful that they give us this opportunity. So thank you so much.
Very good. So you like Baltimore? You think it'll be back?
Yeah, of course.
That's good. All right, well, say something to people back in Puebla in your native tongue. Tell them about Baltimore and your experiences and all that kind of good stuff.
Pues, quiero decirles que, pues, los extraño, pero fue el mejor verano de mi vida, que la pasé increíble, que aprendí muchas cosas, conocí gente, bueno, increíble, y sé que a mi hermano, pues, bueno, a Lalo le va a encantar venir, está padrísimo, y que espero que, pues sí, que le eche ganas y que cumpla su sueño de venir aquí a Baltimore, que es uno de sus grandes anhelos, entonces, pues sí, que los veo pronto.
Well done, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Give us a little contact info, Cassandra.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. You can find us as Make It Happen H4. You just scribe that H4, and you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think that's all.
Well, thank you very much for coming here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And appreciate it. And please keep us updated about the program and about yourself in Puebla. And thanks for coming on Baltimore Internet Radio.
Thank you so much.
Well, Nina, this has been great. Thank you for bringing these young people from Mexico here and telling us their story, their projects, and their endeavors and what they want to do. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to say? You want to sum up the program or anything like that, or your time with them?
I mean, the sum up would just be impressive. These young people, they have been impressing everybody along the way, from the organizations they meet with to their homestay families. Their English is so great for their age, and their ideas are so creative, and their passion is so big, and they're so focused on really being the change agents when they go back home. So I can't say anything else, but I can feel anything else but reward for just being a part of their experience and helping them go through these 12 days in Baltimore. They have impacted our community for sure. They have impacted, as I mentioned, their homestay families. And through the years, for the 4 years we've had the program, the first one was really difficult to find homestay families, but as the program picked up speed and as word of mouth is very powerful in this kind of business, mm-hmm. So families talk and we've been able to identify wonderful, wonderful hosts. They've been fortunate. Only these three people in the room are staying in a very different community, so they get a different glimpse of Baltimore. Cassandra's staying in Columbia, actually, in Howard County. Carlos is staying in Baltimore County in Catonsville, and Danny is staying right up the street in Federal Hill. Oh. So they get to see the different aspects of city, county living and what the neighborhoods are like.
And they can talk to each other about it, too.
Exactly, and share their experiences. Last night, we had a birthday party in Timonium. One of the other homestay families hosted the Sweet 16 for one of our students.
Oh, that's great.
So they all went to the swimming pool, and, you know, that's definitely something you can really afford easily in the city. Mm-hmm. The organizations they've met with can wait for the next year of Mexican students. Some organizations we've worked with for 4 years in a row now, like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we've had Urban Alliance, we've had The Intersection, we've had, and others that they mentioned, Community Law in Action, we met on Wednesday with. So all youth organizations that are doing amazing, wonderful job. And also for WTCI, it has definitely opened doors in places where we couldn't really reach before with our international business activities, which are awesome, but really not so much youth-related. We did recognize that youth are the future leaders of their own countries and would be the people that would promote trade and understanding and would be the ones willing to do more business with us or more programs with us in whatever aspect that might be educational or more commerce related and so on and so forth. So really this program, we've learned about them and about even ourselves as much as probably they have learned from the experts in Baltimore. So as I said, I feel very, very fortunate to be a part of it. And also, it couldn't be possible without my interns, which have been spending a lot of time with the group, Carly and Natalia, and also the entire WTCI team. So I do want to thank everybody for taking part.
Well, that sounds wonderful. It's a great program, and it sounds like it's getting better and better year by year. When they go back home, is there follow-ups? Do they get updated?
Absolutely. Actually, it's these young people are under a lot of pressure to deliver quality projects and to follow through their work when they go back to their schools. As soon as next week, there will be presentations in Washington, D.C., in the Mexican embassy, and they will actually be presenting the results of their work here in Baltimore and how their projects have evolved and what the final version of their projects will be. So when they go back to Mexico, they can work on it and actually start implementing their projects. There will be follow-up. They have some mentors back in Mexico to help them in the process, but most of it is really up to them to organize themselves so that it's also a something that is sustainable. And there are people, once they are not in high school anymore and go on to college, to attend college, there are other people to take over the activities that they have established and the things that they have started in their own schools. So certainly there is follow-up, and we will be expecting results in a year. All 103 students that are here in America right now will reconvene for a homecoming and share progress and experiences with each other and so on and so forth. So certainly there will be follow-up.
Please keep us posted about all this that's coming up and what's coming on next year and how the program progresses. I want to thank you. Thank you for being here. I've been talking to Nita Bankova, the Director of Professional Exchanges Strategy and Business Development at the World Trade Center Institute. She has been talking about her Youth in Action program. I want to thank Carlos, Danny, and Cassandra from Mexico for being here, too. Good luck to you, and keep us posted with everything. You've been listening to Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Cussie, the host of International Relations. I'll see you soon.